The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Irish Just Transition Commission has released a report calling on the government to increase taxes on bigger cars like SUVs to reduce our carbon footprint. But is this a fair ask? Joining us to discuss this now is Feljan Yose, the Dublin City Councillor and Green Party spokesperson on transport, and Keith Gavin, Director of the Irish Parking Association. Feljan, to you first. Why do you think this is a good idea?
I think it's definitely worth looking at. It was proposed by the tax strategy group of the Department of Finance last year. It's been done in several other cities. So we're talking about basically making large SUVs, large vehicles, pickup trucks, and the prevalence of which has been increasing in our cities and our towns and villages in the last couple of years, taxing them differently and much differently to say small hatchbacks, small family cars, and making those much more attractive. And to offset the increase in road maintenance costs that these SUVs cost, the increased danger, and also a campaign to educate people and to kind of discourage people from buying them, and also encourage them into more sustainable and smaller cars.
Okay, Keith Gavin, Director of the Irish Parking Association. Pay as you weigh. It makes sense. It's fair.
Funnily enough, Shane, I wouldn't agree. In fact, I think it's total nonsense. I think the ironic thing is it's being proposed by the Just Transition. It should really be called the Unjust Transition. All it is just let's rinse the motorist again. The motorist is already paying over $7 billion a year in taxes, and now we're going to turn around and penalise people who have large families, for example, who need larger vehicles to transport them around the place. And to say that it's been tried in other cities, as I've constantly argued on shows like this, we're comparing apples and oranges. Like, Ireland has a third world public transport infrastructure, and until that's improved, until that's a viable alternative for people, this kind of thing, it's lazy, it's inequitable, it's just, let's just put more taxes on the motorist.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Feljan, lazy, inequitable, ridiculous.
So what we have is academics and experts from the Just Transition Commission proposing this with a lot of research behind it, and we have the Irish Parking Association against it. I'm surprised he's against it, because, like, for the average driver, large SUVs take up a lot of space in car parks. Like, a lot of people have experienced, trying to find a parking space, and there's a big SUV or a pickup truck taking up two spaces. It's incredibly antisocial, and the prevalence has increased, and it's not the size of our families increasing. It is, we're importing more and more larger cars from countries like America. Now, we're not as bad as America is, but we're probably where they were 10, 15 years ago in terms of the size of our vehicles now. A lot of people will have noticed things like the Ford pickup trucks going down our roads. And a lot of these people, sometimes it's businesses, sometimes it's people who need to carry goods. But these were goods that were carried by small vans 10, 15 years ago. And I don't think large families need large pickup trucks and large SUVs. We had, MPVs, we had people carriers, we had several other types of cars, and the industry is a lot to blame as well. They've been pushing these large vehicles because the margins on them are higher.
If we're taxing by weight, the likes of people carriers and MPVs, they're not going to be subject to higher taxes under this proposal. Like, it's totally illogical what you're saying. It's totally ridiculous. For a start, the whole strategy to reduce our carbon emissions from the transport fleet is the electrification of vehicles. Now, electric vehicles, if you have any knowledge of them, are by definition heavier because they've got large batteries. Are they going to be subjected to higher taxes under this proposal? Like, it's just a nonsense notion of trying to it's an ideological thing of, oh, people with large SUVs. And by the way, it's not just me or the Irish Parking Association. The vast majority of people, as proved in the last election, utterly rejected the Greens and this kind of rubbish.
All right, that now you've asked a question.
Keith. Opposed to this kind
all
of
right. You've asked a question. Let Feljan answer it.
The vast majority of people in this country do not go around driving large SUVs. The vast majority of people have smaller cars, and
And the question about would MP the people MPIs, carriers
EVs with large batteries?
Yeah,
would they be charged?
Okay, all right.
Let me speak.
We have you, Keith.
Yeah, EVs are absolutely heavier because of batteries, and we have to account for that in any strategy that we do. But like I'm seeing, you know, car manufacturers advertise big electric SUVs as sustainable. It's not sustainable. It's like. Yes, there is. You know, it's slightly more sustainable to have the electric car. But if you're having an electric Range Rover and like that is using a lot more energy, it's using you know larger batteries and a lot more damage to the roads as well. It's not. So that there is an issue that is being overlooked by Keith here.
Lots of text coming through on this. Some of the bigger or most of the bigger cars and SUVs on the road are electric vehicles. Should we be punished by additional road tax for trying to do the correct thing? You're saying, Feldin, if they are electric vehicles, that would be taken account of.
We would have to take account for that, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. A modern brand new SUV is usually far less polluting overall than a 15-year-old small diesel car. Why not ban old cars first? Feldin, do you want to take
So the
that?
Just Transition Commission had a much, much wider report that had a lot of these things in it. And it basically grants for people who are car dependent, who have to drive, you know, long distances and trying to get them off diesel cars and petrol cars and onto electric cars and targeting those grants at people who absolutely need them and targeting them with vehicles that suit their needs as opposed to what the car industry wants you to buy.
Keith, what's wrong with encouraging people via financial incentives or penalties to drive smaller cars?
Well, I personally don't believe that the majority of people who are driving larger vehicles are doing it for any other reason than they need it. Like, I mean, let's talk about families. Let's talk about people with three or four kids, people who are bringing kids to matches all over the country. Like, what are they supposed to do? You know, they need a larger car, but now they're being told. And, you know, this to try and equate this to, because more road maintenance because of heavier vehicles, only a fraction of the taxes collected from the motorists are put back into the roads in this country. So the motorist is already paying an absolute fortune in taxes. Like I said, over 7 billion a year. It's possibly higher. It's most likely higher now, given the way the fuel prices have gone. And to just say, yeah, let's put more taxes on them, it's lunacy. Electrify the fleet, do what you're supposed to do, and stop penalising the motorist.
Feldin?
Like, there are wider issues here. SUVs, larger vehicles, are more dangerous to people. Like, they're dangerous for children. And there's so many studies that have shown that people are way...
Hold on, Keith.
Let me speak. I didn't interrupt you. There's so many studies that show that children are more likely to be injured and killed by SUVs because the blind spots are so much bigger. And we have them, and we're seeing more and more of them in our cities. I'm seeing more and more tragic stories of children being killed in car parks by SUVs. And it happens in the US all the time. And like, we don't want that. It's not something that we have to look at this and, you know, encourage people to buy smaller cars, safer cars, and cars that are more environmentally friendly.
Keith?
I'm sorry, you're changing the goalposts now. Now it's an issue of safety. Like, was it an issue of carbon emission? No, it's an issue of safety. And thankfully, the incidence of fatalities with SUVs is extremely small. But like to roll that out, and that's the justification. That's just look. If you cannot make your argument stack up, stop changing the goalposts. Stop penalising the motorist. Full stop.
There are several issues here, Keith. And if you read the report, it does talk about the wider societal impacts as well.
The issue is the motorist pays. End of story. That's all you want to do. Just keep taxing the motorists when they don't have an alternative.
I wish you had a better argument.
That's the green argument the whole way.
It's a much, much more complex. Like, I've tried to argue
this. No, it's not. It's just bring in taxes, bring in higher tolls, bring in everything, and let the motorists pay more and more when they don't have an alternative. Concentrate on alternatives. Get better public transport for people. But stop, especially in the middle of a cost of living crisis, and you're talking about this Just Transition group talking about increasing taxes on motorists.
And the tax strategy group
paying through the nose at the fuel pumps. Like, I'm sorry. I think most people will realise this is just another tax grab.
Feldin?
nobody has advocated for better public transport for Dublin than I have in the last couple of years, I think. I'm not against that. That is kind of what I talk about most of the time. But we're not talking about pushing people out of SUVs onto buses. We're talking about pushing them into smaller cars here and encouraging them to, and educating them for the benefits. Because they do use up more, like, yeah, absolutely. They do use more energy. They use more electricity. And we should be encouraging people to buy smaller cars, as we did 10, 15 years ago.
Like, people are not stupid, Phelan.
And I mean,
you know, people will buy the vehicle that they need that suits their requirements, okay?
And well, like taste and fashion does come into it. Sorry, Keith, if I could just ask you a question. Taste and fashion does come into it. I was in the States a few weeks ago. I could not believe every car was ginormous. I mean, literally every car was either a pickup truck or an SUV in downtown Washington and downtown Philadelphia.
Is Keith saying they have larger families or larger requirements? Like, there's wider issues at play here of industries, you know, the car industry pushing this, and societal preferences that we can change, that we can.
Okay. Last word to you,
but
Keith.
Like, yeah, the point was already made. Like, even, and I mean, we're nowhere close to American norms. And I mean, we have a wide range of vehicle types in this country. But the point was already made. A lot of these newer EVs are far more climate friendly than a lot of the older fleet on our roads. And, you know, that's what we should be encouraging, not taxing people at every turn.
Felton, very brief retort.
We absolutely should be encouraging electric vehicles, but we should be encouraging electric vehicles that are appropriate for people, as opposed to what the car industry is pushing. Absolutely, we're not nowhere near as the US, but we are where they were 10, 15 years ago. And you can see the cars getting bigger and bigger every single year.
Keith Gavin, Director of the Irish Parking Association, and Felton Jose, the Dublin City Councillor and Green Party spokesperson for transport. Thanks to both of you for joining us for that discussion.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.